Tab.
Okay, first put in the heading, and then underneath the heading, double space to the entitlement of the individual pleading, the entitlement of the individual pleading, which in this case is a motion for continuance, is centered, all cap, underline. Double space from the entitlement of the pleading to the first paragraph, which reads as follows. Now come the defendants, Craig Blazier and Lawrence R. Punplamundon, comma, by and through their attorney, Hugh M. Davis, Jr., comma, and move this honorable court for a continuance of the trial date presently set at June 11, 1973, and show as follows, colon, double space, numbered paragraph 1, right? That at the time of one of the hearings of the bond motion, on the bond motion herein, comma, to wit, March 29th, 1973, comma, counsel agreed in chambers to a schedule in this case of filing of motions by May the 4th and trial date May the 4th, 1973 and trial date at June 11th, 1973, period. That the press of other work has prevented counsel herein from adhering to the schedule up to the present time, in as much as this pleading is prepared on May the 6th, 1973, and the other pretrial motions of the defendants have not yet been prepared or filed. Period. Paragraph. That for a variety of reasons it is impossible for counsel to either catch up to the already set schedule in this matter and or be prepared for the presently set June 11, 1973 trial date in this matter. Period. Paragraph. Numbered paragraph 4. That said reasons, comma, explained more fully below, comma, are the lack of time, money, investigation, and resources with which to conduct this defense in a competent manner. Period. Paragraph. Numbered paragraph 5. That counsel's consideration of time are grounded in his schedule between now and June 11th, 1973, colon a major felony trial in Lansing, Michigan, with an approximate trial time of 4 days, period B. A felony trial in federal district court in Detroit, Michigan, with an estimated trial time of 3 days, period. C. A motion for new trial to be argued in federal district court in Tucson, Arizona, with an estimated travel and hearing time of 3 days, period. The filing of a brief on appeal in a capital case with an estimated work time of 7 days, period. That was D. E. A governor's extradition hearing on a capital matter with an estimated preparation and hearing time of 3 days, period. A hearing before the Michigan Civil Rights Commission on the question of plant-wide discrimination in the Chrysler Corporation Eldon Avenue Gear and Axle Plant in Detroit, Michigan, with an estimated preparation and hearing time of 7 days, period. E. Such other matters as are normally encountered in counsel's course of business, period, paragraph. Next numbered paragraph. End lettered subparagraphs. Next numbered paragraph assumed to be six. That the degree of in-court and preparation work required on already scheduled matters will effectively prevent counsel herein from : A. preparing, briefing, and arguing the appropriate pretrial motions in this matter, period. B. conducting the requisite investigation in this matter, period. C. conducting the actual trial preparation in this matter, period. End lettered subparagraphs, next number paragraph 7. That the financial considerations involved are that the defendants herein and their political organization are totally without funds to support this defense effort, even disregarding counsel's fee and concentrating only on the expenses involved, period. Paragraph 8, that the defendant Blazier was incarcerated approximately 1 month until his bond was lowered to the amount of $10,000, to the amount of $5,000, thereby enabling thereby making it possible for him to be bonded out and be active in the pretrial preparation of the case, period. B. That the defendant Plamondon was incarcerated approximately 55 days prior to the reduction of bond to the amount of $10,000, thereby enabling the defendant Plamondon, making it possible to bond out the defendant Plamondon and have him available for help in the pretrial investigation of this case. E. That all counsel. C. That all counsel have thus far acted without fee in this matter. D. That the defendants individually have absolutely no money, and that their only source of money are the efforts of their friends and political organization to raise said monies, comma, an indication of which is the amount of time it took to raise the relatively insignificant amount of money involved required to bond the defendants out, period. Period number paragraph 8, paragraph 9. That the present venue in this matter is set in Benzie County, Michigan, a distance of some 250 miles from the homes of the defendants and defense counsel herein, period. That on information and belief, most of the relevant witnesses for the prosecution also reside generally in the area of venue as opposed to in the area of the residence of the defendants and defense counsel in this matter, period. 10. That the investigation of community prejudice required to support a motion for change of venue will require extensive, time-consuming investigation in the general area of the venue by the defendants or their counsel, period. Paragraph 11, that there are no monies with which to acquire lodgings, comma, office, comma, telephones, comma, office equipment, comma, food, comma, staff, comma, legal researchers, comma, other counsel, comma, investigators, comma, and other indispensable components of the defense in a case such as this, comma, period. That the defendants and their political organization have, since the date of the arrest in this case, been continuously engaged in a process of fundraising by virtue of personal solicitation and specific fundraising events in order to alleviate this problem. Next numbered paragraph. That the defendants and defense counsel have diligently pursued said efforts in an attempt to prepare for the trial on the previously announced schedule, period, paragraph, that they have now come to the conclusion that they are unable to do so within the time allotted, period. That under these circumstances, an adherence to the June 11th, 1973 trial date will be to force the defendants to trial under circumstances so adverse as to amount to prejudice in the presentation of the defense of the case, and to render said presentation efficient under the standards imposed on counsel by the canons of ethics and the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and the canons of ethics and the Fifth, Sixth, and Fourteenth Amendments to the Constitution of the United States, that the defendants, now being free on bond and being actively involved in the preparation of the defense, will in no way be prejudiced by the granting of the requested continuance, but will rather be prejudiced by the refusal to grant the requested continuance, period. New paragraph. That inasmuch as this continuance is sought by the defendants, they abandon any speedy trial claims that they may have for the period of the delay, period of delay in the trial of this matter caused by them and the needs of the preparation of the defense, period. That the prosecution in this case is in no way prejudiced by said delay, and the people of the state of Michigan are in no way threatened by the continued freedom of the defendants pending this trial, period, paragraph. Last numbered paragraph. New paragraph, indent, all caps, wherefore, end all caps, comma, for all of the reasons set out above, the defendants herein respectfully pray that this court grant a continuance in the above entitled cause for a period of not less than 90 days in order to allow the defense a sufficient amount of time to both gather the resources necessary and prepare for the trial, and to ensure the fundamental fairness of the proceedings, period, paragraph. End motion respectfully submitted, Hugh M. Davis, Jr., dated in the bottom left-hand corner. End pleading. Affidavit. I'm sorry, end motion does not go on the pleading itself. Or in pleading does not go on the body of the pleading itself. In addition, attached to the pleading, there needs to be a verification in the form of an affidavit which should have the approximate following form. No need for a heading. All caps centered underline at the top, affidavit. In the top left, it would be State of Michigan, County of Wayne, or County of Washington, or whatever. Somebody can add my name to it. SS, you know, that form, SS, affidavit form. Anyway, somebody in Dennis Hayes' office will be able to show it to you. SS. You can put affidavit at the top or under that, and the body of the affidavit goes as follows. Now comes Hugh M. Davis, Jr., who being duly sworn deposes and says that he is the attorney for the defendants in the above entitled cause, and that he has personally prepared the attached pleadings and the contents thereof are true to the best of his knowledge and belief, period, paragraph, new paragraph, further deponent saith not, period, paragraph, line, my name typed in under it for a signature on the affidavit and in the lower left-hand corner, a notary public and all that sort of shit. Okay, boom. In addition to all the pleadings that we send in, there have to be attached, there have to be attached a notice of hearing. And the notice of hearing should essentially follow the form which is on the face of a pleading, which I will give to Plamondon. But basically you put the heading, you say notice of hearing, you say who it's addressed to, and then you say, all caps, please take notice in all caps, that the enclosed and however motions it is that we send in are then and there at that point enumerated, will be brought on for hearing in front of, I'm sorry, before the Honorable William R. Peterson, comma, Benzie County Circuit Judge, comma, at a session of the Circuit Court of Benzie County, on the 15th day of May at blank at 9 o'clock in the forenoon, or at the first day and time thereafter as shall be designated by said judge. Period, signature, and all that sort of stuff, all right? Those are the two main things which need to be put on these papers. In addition, on the paper that is served to the court, there needs to be a proof of service, which is done by putting in the heading, underneath the heading, centered all caps, underlined, proof of service. And depending on whether it's hand-delivered or mailed, you do a proof of service affidavit. If it's mailed, you say, I so-and-so did on such-and-such a day place in an envelope which I fully sealed and addressed to yada, 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 affixing to it the correct amount of postage and delivering it to the post office in Ann Arbor, Michigan for mail and delivery, signature underneath that, and a notary public. That's the proof of service, okay? If it's going to be hand-delivered to Wilson in Lansing, then the way it goes is same heading, same shit, except that it is I so-and-so and so-and-so did on the blank day of blank 1973 personally delivered to the offices of the Attorney General of the State of Michigan at blank 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 Lansing, Michigan, a copy of the foregoing papers, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, boom, signature, underline, notary down in the corner, right? Got that? No matter how many motions there are, you're only going to need one notice of hearing, one affidavit, and one proof of service, okay? So from now on, I'll just say heading, new motion, give you the entitlement of the motion, and run it down. The entitlement of this motion is defendant's response to plaintiff's motion to direct defendant Plamondon to give voice exemplars, okay? Which is this motion here, which you can take with you a copy of and see, okay? And basically it'll go as follows. That is, now come the defendants, Craig Blazer, Lawrence R. Plumbin, Money Biden, through their attorney, Hugh M. Davis, Jr., and move that this honorable court deny the plaintiff's motion to direct the defendant Plumbin to give voice to exemplars. Until after the court has made a decision on the defendant's motion for discovery filed herewith, and the defendants have had an opportunity to more carefully study the results of the motion for discovery, period. The defendants also request that this court deny the motion to direct the defendant Plumbin to give voice exemplars for the reason that the technology of voice print identification is at such an underdeveloped state that the results of said procedures are too unreliable to be accepted by the court and to provide the basis for the entry of otherwise acceptable evidence going to the issue of guilt, period, paragraph. Respectfully submitted, Hugh M. Davis, Jr., yada, yada, yada. Heading. Defendant's answer to motion for leave to endorse additional witnesses. Now come the defendant's finding to the attorney, Hugh M. Davis, Jr., and move that this honorable court deny the motion of the attorney general for leave to endorse additional witnesses until after the decision on the motion to adjourn the trial date, for the reason that an already impossible burden of investigation would be exacerbated by the inclusion of the names, particularly of Burl, B-Y-R-L, Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E, and Edward Lindblom. Edward Lindblom, L-I-N-D-B-L-O-M, for the reason that it appears on the face of the motion for leave to endorse that said potential witnesses, Racine and Lindblom, are put forward as witnesses to, are apparently put forward as witnesses to one or another material fact in this case, period. Defendants have no objection to the addition of Arthur Benitez, that's B-E-N-I-T-E-S, to the list of witnesses, inasmuch as the pleading of the Attorney General indicates that potential witness Benitez will testify to nothing more than chain of evidence connected with this case, period, paragraph. Respectfully submitted, Hugh M. Davis, Jr., thing down at the bottom, yada, yada, yada. Motion for discovery. Come the defendants, Blazer, by the attorney, Hugh M. Davis, Jr., and move this honorable court for discovery of evidence within the exclusive possession of the people of the state of Michigan and necessary to the defense of this case, and show as follows. One, this is under motion for discovery, okay? One, that on information and belief, this case represents the culmination of an intensive investigation of at least 1 month's duration by the Michigan State Police, the Michigan State Attorney General's Office, and other state and local police agencies, period, that the results of said investigation are within the exclusive province and control of the people of the state of Michigan, period, that on information and belief, said materials contain evidence which contain evidence which is vital to the defense of the above entitled cause and contains exculpatory materials, period, paragraph, that the fundamental interest of the people of the state of Michigan is in the searching out of the truth and the doing of justice and not the securing of a conviction, period, paragraph, that consistent with this duty, it is incumbent upon the people of the state of Michigan to make available to the defendants all materials within their possessions which may be helpful to the defense, period, paragraph, that the defendants consequently request that they be given access to and/or copies of colon A, the dates, times, subjects, and places of any and all interviews conducted in this matter by any agent of the people of the state of Michigan, the state police, the state attorney general's office, and or any other state or local agency, along with whatever written notes and or tape recordings and or type transcripts and or affidavits which may have been produced by said interviews, period. B, access to and or temporary custody of any and all physical evidence intended to be introduced at the trial by the people of the state of Michigan for the purposes of evaluation and analysis for trial, period. C, the logs of any and all known wiretaps and or other forms of electronic surveillance which may have been directed at either of the defendants and or their political organization and or their physical premises within the knowledge and access of the Attorney General, period, paragraph, copies of and or access to any and all files initiated, kept, and or prepared by any known agency of the state of Michigan, including particularly but not limited to the Department of Corrections, the Office of the Attorney General, the Michigan State Police, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, the Ann Arbor Police Department, the Detroit Police Department, and the Benzie County Sheriff's Department, period, paragraph, directed against the either of the defendants herein and or their political organization and or their place of residence. Okay. Next, numbered paragraph, that all of the above materials are necessary to the preparation of the defense in this case. Wherefore, and then you can do the wherefore paragraph. Wherefore, the defendants respectfully pray that this court grant their above entitled motion for discovery or something like that. U.M. Davis Jr. might think down in the bottom. There should be a paragraph inserted in the motion for a continuance which basically states there should be a further paragraph in the motion for a continuance which should read something like as follows. At motions in opposition to the previously filed motions of the people of the State of Commission of the State of Michigan requesting that the court direct the defendant Pomundon give voice exemplars and leave to add witnesses accompany these papers. Period. These papers are similarly accompanied by a motion for discovery. There should be a paragraph somewhere in the motion for continuance which says something like the following. That in order to show their good faith in the matter of the motion for continuance, the defendants herein are contemporaneously filing answers to the previously filed motions of the Attorney General of the State of Michigan and a motion for discovery, period. They are also hereby giving notice of an intent to file a motion for change of venue, b a motion to dismiss on the basis of political prosecution, and three, a motion to quash each and every count of the information as being legally defective.
Word here.
Period. The end of the motion for adjournment.
Continuance.
Continuance, adjournment, same thing. Punishment and or rehabilitation of any known criminals, but rather at the incarceration and destruction of the political efforts of yada yada yada, and in evidence whereof we show, and then just run it, you know, and whatever it says. Basically, if I get a chance to work on the language, I'll file it, right? You know what I mean?
We could lay most of that out though, right? That's what you're saying.
You can lay most of it out. I mean, a lot of it's in there. A lot of it's in the various parts of the party history and that sort of stuff. I mean, it's all the stuff that we know. But that's it. I don't give a shit. We're going to file four fucking motions.
What are the three we're not filing? Dismiss?
Dismiss on political basis, quash on legal basis, and change of venue. There may be more motions that we were going to file, I just hadn't thought of them yet. Another motion which could be added, but which we haven't decided to file yet, but which could be added as a potential motion, is a potential motion to direct the complaining witness to submit to psychiatric examination for the purposes of determining competency to testify.
Add the psychiatric examination to the continuance.
In other words, just that paragraph.
Following paragraph, right.
One who could represent you there. Go out, like if you need someone to investigate, if it was a fight or whatever, they give you a police to represent you. And majority of times, it'd be the police who wrote your disciplinary report on you.
Really?
So you can see there's no, it's a big fire, it's just a sham. They got, at the school, this is one thing I want to go to the school program. When the public come in and tour the prison, there's a few signs all over the prison about education, different slogans about how good it is to have education, education's rehabilitation. I attempted to enroll in school. I was told that I have over fifth grade education, and right, I have a long bit, 14 and 15 years, and like, I have time to go to school later. Right now I can work.
Yeah.
Work is priority over everything. And let's say I'm defending, I'm fighting my case myself. I don't have any attorney. I don't want no state attorney because we, you know, they represent the state's interest, not mine. And I want to defend myself and studying law and so forth, so the job is a hindrance.
Yeah, really.
I got to still communicate. My family still have problems. I got problems. I'm personal problems, and I'm fighting my case. I don't have time if I worked 9 hours in the factory. I'm tired when I come in. I'm sleepy. So I just say I want what they call a lay-in. I can't get that. Work is first. You do those things after your work. Work comes first above all things. So there's no, they have no concern about you whatsoever. I mean, I'm speaking about from the medical level all the way to, you know, your rehabilitation or whatever. No concern about you. It's all about what benefits the institution.
Really, that would seem like an attempt to break an individual by, if he wanted to study, he'd have to stay up all night, let's say.
Right. And if I go to work, I'd probably get my hand cut off on one of the machines.
Yeah.
And there's no compensation for that whatsoever. They may, like, if you get hurt or something, they may give you, like, while you're laying in for the job until you recuperate. Let's say you make a quarter day on that job, you get a quarter day while you're laying in. That's it. And if you lose a finger, well, that's just tough luck. A hand, that's tough luck. And guys do lose fingers and hands over there regularly.
Really? So the safety precautions, are they up to par? They check them out? Or?
This is another thing the union would be in a position to do, to demand these inspections. Like, let me give you an example. A machine exploded in one of the plants about in September, I believe, September or October.
Yeah.
But they got the inmates so afraid. They're afraid because of the ignorance as to how they can deal with the system. Effectively combat it. That once when it blew up after it was all over and everything, they cleaned up the trash. They had the inmates marching right past the same area around the same old obsolete machine. You know, so this is, well, out of fear they have to do it. Well, if I quit work, I go to the hole, they send me to Marquette, you know, or whatever. You know, and I'm here in a job, they make you work in this particular job. You don't have no choice as to what job you're in. So the rehabilitation program consists of this. I have a job sweeping and mopping.
Yeah.
I don't know how they, what kind of guidelines they use for rehabilitation, but this is what it consists of. I sweep them out. That's all they're concerned with. They're not concerned with education. As long as I sweep them out that floor every day, and I have to be there every day, 7 days a week, sweeping them out that floor, then I'm all right. I get along with the institution. I get along with the system. I'm making progress. You know, this is the rehabilitation system.
Some rehabilitation system.
Right. It's all about work. Do you have a good work report? When you go to parole board, do you have a good work report? That's all we're concerned with.
Right.
The union will be able to deal with these problems because when the union is set up, this is important for the inmates to understand that they don't understand how the union will really be ran yet because we haven't been able to communicate with them. It would be set up like the Michigan Employment Relations Commission would come in and run the election, set up the booth, the inmates would come in. It would be certain inmate present candidates running.
Right.
They would come in, then they will vote who they want on the committee. So they will have a real representative this time. And then we, since we will have bargaining power, we'll be from the same position bargaining as the prison will, the prison administrators will be.
The first problem then seems to be is simply getting any type of recognition from the warden and his staff in order to let this go down.
No, we're not concerned with their recognition. Now, this is why we petitioned the state. Because we can't get anything from them because they feel it begins to enter. They want to maintain complete control.
Right.
Now, so they are totally opposed to a union. This is why they come up with this sham, the Warden's Committee, the inmate representative. This way they will have control.
Yeah.
But with the union, they will have no control, and the prisons will be able to bargain on equal basis as the administration will.
Right. And also, this information would be going to the outside again. Where
right.
People would be able to find out about it and find out that the Warden's Committee doesn't mean anything
right.
In terms of prisoners' rights at all.
Right.
Really.
One thing just come down, I think the prisoners would be interested in knowing.
Yeah.
I just heard yesterday that a memo was sent out from Lansing telling the officers that if any of the prisoners' rights are violated, that the administration would not they hire their attorney for them if in the case that they were sued.
Oh, really? I'm sure people would be interested in knowing about that.
Right. So, you know, like, here's another step in it. But this come down not because the prison officials wanted it this way, but behind federal suits.
Yeah.
You know, showing, like, if I file a suit against this particular person here, this officer,
right.
And he doesn't have immunity but in the state. This is not business of the state. It's business between this man violating my civil rights and my constitutional rights. You know?
Right.
So, if this is known, then I guess, you know, like, the officers are definitely becoming aware of that. It's just like in Attica.
Yeah.
it don't mean nothing to the state neither.
Yeah.
They're just like me. You see what I mean? So like, this is drilled into their mind too, then their attitude would change.
Yeah, it sure would.
Right.
It sure would. I mean, if something like this was in effect at that time,
right,
the situation would have been entirely different.
Right.
Entirely.
He's going to think about himself now. We're bringing him down to the universe, you know.
Yeah.
He's going to think about himself.
Really.
He's reversing the situation now.
Now, Mary had told me that there were a number of other groups inside Jackson that you were interested in having us get information and being able to talk about on the air.
You have, let's say, JC.
Yeah.
And, well, that's when you're listening to JCs, you wouldn't believe that they were inmates. You would think that they were prison officials themselves.
Oh no.
Yeah. You know, so the groups that they allow. Now you have a black Muslim, but I have a lot of criticism for them. You know?
Yeah.
But it's, you know, like even like this is why even on the Warrens Committee, it's the same way. When I first listened at the Warrens Committee, or I listened at the JCs when they be talking. You know, I thought it was prison officials and thought, let's these inmates, you know. But they're not concerned with the interests of the prison, they're concerned with the interests of it. No, it's more like a self-interest thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make this parole, and they put this JCs up to you, this alcohol anonymous program that they have,
right,
this drug program that they have. All these programs are nothing but labels. Like, you even have, you had a psychology class and so forth up there, you know. All this is late. When you come to school, you see all these departments, and you think, wow, the inmate, there's a lot of progress being made. You know, all this reform, rehabilitation activities going on. So you sit in the class, and it's empty.
Sure.
You know, like I go to math class. You have a teacher, an outside instructor there. I was in a math class, I think, for about 3 months. They allowed me to go to school to take two classes, you know, about 2 hours, I think, because my work wouldn't allow me to take any more. You know, my work is priority.
Right.
I took a math class. This is before I went to my camp. I come back, they won't allow me in. And I never talked to the teacher. They said, well, I worked with the teacher since I've been in the class. Inmate instructors would come around and talk with you and maybe help you on certain problems. But no outside instructor will. In certain classes, you have certain outside instructors. That's an exception to the rule. That would really devote time to educating, you know.
And again, this still builds this individualism which they want to exist, you know, it seems in such a bad way.
Right. And now, you know, when they come out with their little propaganda about all that they're doing, and the thing that I want to show the public is that a lot of things that's being said about prison reform at the end, I'm talking about, well, shit, we don't want them living a Holiday Inn or nothing, you know, prison reform. This is the idea that they get. I think if it's shown more how society in general would benefit also. In other words, our interest is more like interwoven with that of society. Whatever happened to us that benefit us benefits them. See, the taxpayers is getting fucked over all the way around.
They're getting the rules put on their head.
Right. It's like, let's give an example of the license plate factory as it's run now.
Yeah.
They pay for the raw material. They pay for the labor. They pay for the machines. Then they turn around and pay for the, you know, license plates, you know. Everything, you know. Now, if it was set up, let's say, if it was set up differently, then the institution could be self-sustained. It could support itself, you know. So let's say if I were making regular union wages, then I can pay my own room and board. My family wouldn't have to go on welfare. I wouldn't have to go to the street with $10 in my pocket, you know, like my dead child, to go with $10 in my pocket. That's enough to maybe pay one day's rent somewhere. And
if you're lucky.
Right.
If you can find a place.
Right. And then it'd be a little flea bag hotel or something.
Yeah.
And after that one day's rent, I got to get out and hustle, man, and get me something to eat and pay my next day's rent.
Really?
You know, and how I'm a hustle. I don't have any education. I got to put that pistol in my hand or something. I don't know where I'm going to get it.
The tape is running out.
Okay.
Wow. This is killer, man. Were you able to hear the show?
Yeah, I heard it last week.
You're in a position to hear it each week?
Right.
Good,
right.
Good. Does 10 o'clock seem to be a good time to have it on the air?
Yeah, I think 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is, I think we'll put it this way. If you can bring it more like down to, let's say, 9:30 or something.
9:30?
We lock up by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And about 9:30, we just get themselves, you know, settled down and say, and, you know, this way they won't nod off and get caught up in another program and come on in.
Yeah.
topic, and we went into detail on topic as to what happened, the things we go to, or we went into details about the kitchen, the food. Like right now, they're giving dog food for hamburgers, you know.
Yeah.
And you chew into it a certain particles in it, you can't even swallow it too.
Yeah.
So if we just went into these things,
okay,
you know, like let's take certain categories and go into them in depth and elaborate upon them. I have all my notes on them. You know,
can you write me? Can you write to me?
Yeah.
Killer.
Oh, let me get me right to you.
Okay. My name is Richard Stoneman.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. And you could write me at care of 1520 Hill Street, care of the Rainbow People's Party.
1520? Yeah, I got the
answer. Yeah.
All right.
And if you could write to me and I get something like at the beginning of the week, we could, you know, I can work on it. We could set something up and we could speak again.
Yeah, because see, this time is more like a little disorganized. I kind of went off and, but like I wanted to stick to my notes when I go to talking.
I know.
Do you want to speak to Mary again?
Yeah.
Okay. It was really good speaking to you, bro.
Yeah, well, next time I want to have more information for you.
Okay.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
I was a little reluctant to go into, like, the hospital until we get certain information that I wanted, you know, to clean up on us.
You what?
I was, you know, reluctant to go into different things like the hospital and that.
Yeah.
Because right now we're trying to get certain information that I want them to get up on it and get a chance to clean up.
Okay. Is there anything that I can play for you on the air? Any tunes you know that anybody might want to hear?
Oh, yeah. You guys, well, here's one thing that everybody crazy about, one particular entertainer here, a lot of his brothers crazy about. Get his name, Al Green, you got anything about him?
Find something.
Okay, well, anything about Al Green.
Okay.
And, what's the acronym by Coltrane?
John Coltrane,
right.
Al?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
I tell you what, now, I will be talking to inmates around the prison.
Yeah.
And different dedications that they want.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to write a list of certain guys who want to dedicate this and so on. So.
Oh, Killer, be glad to do that.
Okay.
Killer, man.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Hi, James.
Hey. Yeah.